ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
We've noticed the extreme weather playing a much bigger role. This past July is a real indicator of that. Warmer winters, colder summers, extreme winds. We're seeing kind of increased levels of pollution connected to that extreme weather, not so much people's habits.
That's the voice of
Sean Greif, and I'm the owner of Moontour Irish Language Adventure Centre.
With many of our oceans deteriorating, keeping our seas plastic and waste-free has to be a priority. With a vast array of biodiversity lurking on or beneath the water, human life has started to destroy these plants and creatures in their own habitat. Moontour Kayak was originally founded as an Irish language adventure centre, but in recent times they're focused on marine life and water quality in Dunleary Harbour. This week, I joined Sean on the kayak to see firsthand the impact being caused to the Dublin coast.
Tell us what a typical day in the life at Moontour is.
Yeah, so we do a range of different activities here at Moontour. We're based down in Dunleary Harbour. We do kayaking, paddleboarding, yoga, photography, VR, anything really to get people excited about the Irish language. A lot of what we do is focused around water sports, obviously being based down the harbour, and I suppose that's where our passion really is.
And over the years, there's obviously been an added emphasis being put on the environment and climate change. You're someone who might see it firsthand. What is it like down here?
Well, we've seen a big impact, I suppose. Weather is a massive indicator of what we can and can't do on the water. So that always dictates our day-to-day, and we've noticed the extreme weather playing a much bigger role. This past July is a real indicator of that. Warmer winters, colder summers, extreme winds, that's really a big dictator of what our season is. So it's very, very visible here. As well as that, we're seeing kind of increased levels of pollution, more so connected to that extreme weather, not so much people's habits, but bigger winds blowing more rubbish into the harbour and the impacts of the knock-on that has on different mammals and sea life that lives in the harbour, shares the harbour with us.
And have you seen much of a difference maybe over the past few years in levels of pollution at the harbour?
I think it really depends on the seasonality of it. So we'll see a lot of build-ups of rubbish after a big storm or after big winds. Not necessarily related to an increase in pollution or litter in terms of people's habits, but just I think the extreme weather pushing it more into certain places. So that's where we've noticed it more. What I've noticed as well though, super positive, kind of, we work a lot with kids, we do summer camps, and I think a much more awareness around litter and good habits the kids are bringing to us. So that is a huge positivity and a huge impact that we've noticed over the past few years.
So they're very keen to get involved, especially when they're at camps here, in helping with the pollution levels.
Yeah, they love it. So when we're out on the water, really on any session, the instructors are always picking up litter. But during our season, every fortnight, we'll do kind of a big coastal cleanup and we'll try to get as much rubbish as we can. And the kids on the summer camps and also adults, so we do corporate activities and we do different adult events, and they're equally as involved. People are really enthusiastic about improving their community and they feel a sense of ownership and a sense of responsibility for the sea life, for the marine life that's around us, and that's really encouraging for us to see.
And we were obviously out in the water there for a while, and even just in a short time we saw a vast array of marine life. Could you tell us a little bit about what the biodiversity beneath the water looks like?
The biodiversity in Dunleary Harbour, for being so close to a capital city, is unbelievable. So we have the very visible things, which is your bird life, you have your seals, they're very, very noticeable. But then the more you start scratching under the surface, like we saw today, there's a huge amount. So we've kelp growing in the harbour, and attached to that kelp, we have sea squirts, we have sea slugs or nudibranchs, we have a range of coral and sea sponges like we saw today. Huge biodiversity, which of course is the foundation block of all the ecosystem and all sorts of marine life then above that.
And how vital is it that we really look after our marine life?
Well, I think, you know, it is the founding block. When we, with the kelp that we saw today, kelp forests are 20% more effective at capturing carbon than the Amazon rainforest. So when we look at kind of the opportunities that we have out there that already exist, and we just need to nurture that and protect things that are already there. We don't need to do sort of, it's not like the afforestation projects that we have to do on land. These are things that are already there. The only thing we need to do is step up to the plate and make sure that we can help it in any way possible.
And when we were out there, we obviously collected a bit of rubbish. It was quite a lot of different stuff. Like, we had some fishing nets, we had a lot of wrappers. Is that kind of the way that it is, or is there some stuff that you do see more often than not?
Yeah, we see, like I say, I think people's habits are really quite positive now. We see a lot of people very aware of their litter. Now, of course, on a windy day, things will blow from a bin, from people's back pocket, from the car, whatever it may be, through no one's fault. So we see a lot of that sort of rubbish being blown in after windy weather events. And of course, the unavoidable side of things that we do see is things connected to the fishing industry, which is just because I suppose there's so much more in contact with the water that we do notice that maybe a little bit more, whether that's fishing boxes, whether that's kind of lost bits of fishing line. There is a lot of that. But obviously, like, the proximity then from the industry to the water makes that inevitable.
Sean, thanks so much for your time today.
Absolute pleasure, Luke. It was a pleasure meeting you.
With many people accepting that there's an issue with pollution in our oceans, for groups like Moontour Kayak, their focus is firmly on doing their bit for the wider good.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.